From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran's nuclear chief says the country has launched plans to increase its uranium enrichment capacity. The announcement on Tuesday intensifies pressure on European countries struggling to preserve a nuclear enrichment capacity. The agreement was weakened when the United States withdrew from the deal. Britain, France, and Germany are trying to save the sanctions relief portion of the agreement in return for restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation. On this being a criminal offense, as I said, entry into a country without the right papers should at most be an administrative offense, and it certainly does not warrant jailing children.
The UN said most people crossing the southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where rampant violence would give them the right to international protection. But the chances of being granted asylum are slim, and many immigrants could face long detentions of up to several years. The well-known fashion and handbag designer Kate Spade has apparently hanged herself at her home in New York City. The 55-year-old Spade was found by her housekeeping staff Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. The death toll from the volcano